둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
Got what? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, and then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
The music world moves fast. Want to stay up to date on the latest albums and get in-depth examinations with the artists? Check out Consequence of Sound, the podcast. Bite-sized album reviews for the music fan on the go who wants to stay in the know, and much more. Subscribe to the series on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider, and let the writers of Consequence of Sound steer you right. Check it out at consequenceofsound.net/COS podcast. Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK, Independent Louisville at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Please go ahead and take a moment right now to hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening from, whether it's the podcast or YouTube, so you can keep up with these interviews. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is Billy Idol. He's got a new record called Vital Idol Revitalized. Think of it as a remix of a remix album. In fact, it is a revisit to a remix album he put out in 1985. And we're going to talk about the remix culture of the mid-80s and how he got drawn into it, as well as the artists he was working with and being inspired by back then, which is also the same topics we'll be talking about with the present day. All of the amazing artists that retooled a lot of these classic songs, gave them a fresh shine and sometimes a completely new look. We'll also get some tips on present-day artists that Billy Idol is really into, what he thinks the next album might actually sound like being influenced by this one, his upcoming Vegas residency, and lots, lots more. It's Kyle Meredith with Billy Idol.
Hi, Ben.
And I'll mention, you're actually going to be here in Louisville, Get Louder Than Life. So I'm excited to see this this latest show.
That's right. September 29th in Louisville. Yeah, it'll be fantastic.
So, and you've got this new record, I guess we'll call it a new record, Vital Idol Revitalized. And what we're talking about here is a remix record remixed again, right?
Well, that's right. In the 80s, I'd done a number of remixes myself, Love Calling, White Wedding, a number of remixes. remixes I'd done. And also we got Gary Langham of Art of Noise to do one for Flesh for Fantasy and To Be a Lover. So we had about 10 tracks, 10 remixes. So I put them all onto one album, called it Vital Idol, and put it out in the 80s. We actually put it out with a live version of Money Money, and it got into the top 20 of the regular chart. So it's really exciting and a lot of fun. And I really enjoy it. I love remix because I grew up sort of with dub reggae. And one of the first things Generation X did was our second single, Wild Youth, the B-side, we took the A-side and we remixed it, fucked around with it, and put it on the B-side and called it Wild Dub. And so we were super into remix, and I carried that on to Billy Idol. And I just thought, with the way the remix world has come along in the last 25, 30 years, really, I just wondered what some classic remixes and some super of-the-moment remixes would do with my songs today. And that's it. I've really enjoyed the process, and we're going to put out this Vital Idol revitalized on September the 28th, and it's got a number of my hits reimagined really by some really killer DJs, remixers. For instance, right now we've got Dancing With Myself is out on Spotify by RAC, and Trop Killer's remix of Eyes Without Fate, which I think is super killer. I love it. They totally reimagined the song. That's out too. So we're gradually putting out stuff, and I'm just very excited. This is my favorite record at the moment.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of times, when artists put out a remix record, it can kind of sort of feel like a throwaway, like, oh, I can hear it once and be done with it. And I don't have that reaction with this one. Like, I've been able to put this one on and just enjoy the hell out of songs that I've heard a million times, but suddenly it actually is in a different light. Like, I'm getting that sensation.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, we got some really classic people. Like Moby came in, and he liked the Love Calling remix I did back in the day. I ran into him at a party, and he chose to do Not Stand in the Shadows. And I ran into Bono at a party from U2, Bono, and he told me about St. Francis Hotel, so I got them to do a Flesh for Fantasy, which is incredible. Then there's some people from the local in Silver Lake. DJ Dodger Stadium did one of To Be a Lover, which I really love as well. And there's a Hot in the City one, which I really love too. I mean, and a Sheba San Don't Need a Gun, a French producer, who did Don't Need a Gun, which is a super dance version. And also Four Oakenfold did a version of One Breath Away, which was a new track on my last album, Kings and Queens of the Underground. Plus me and Steve, we never had a Moni Moni remix. And so me and Steve Stevens did one, the Get Laid, Get Frigged remix. So there you've got us joining in too. I just think it's an exciting, for me, it's an exciting record. A lot of the songs have been reimagined. They're not just, unlike what we did back in the 80s, where we just took the original track and more or less just remixed it. They've done things like, replay behind the song and change the chords and give the song sometime a whole new kind of veneer, and a great one too. So I've really been enjoying it.
And one of the, you didn't mention there too, Crystal Method taking on Rebel Yell, which, we're talking one of the great iconic songs here that suddenly does have this new face to it. And that's sort of like, it does paint a different picture. That's what you're sort of saying here. Like it allows these songs to be completely painted different, right?
Well, I think, reimagines them in some ways. And so it refreshes them so much. I mean, that I'm enjoying them, and I've been singing these songs for 30 to 40 years, some of them, it's pretty exciting for me to see that, the recordings themselves were very good. Keith Forsey, my producer, made sure that our recordings were really good. They weren't, he looked beyond the 80s and saw into the future a little bit and made sure the sounds were good. And I think these people like Crystal Method and that have had a lot of fun, I think, with the songs because they do sound good and they still stand up. And that means their remixes sonically are right, sound good today. And they've been able to take them and mess about with them. And it looks like they've had a lot of fun doing it. As far as I can see, the RAC told me they're hand Trop Killers from Brazil, I think Trop Killers are from. So I love that, the fact there's people from all over the world remixing this record. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Now, do you ever find yourself wanting to try out remixes live? As you said, singing these songs for 30 and 40 years, it would give that opportunity to kind of shake it up.
Well, yeah, in particular, I'd love to try the Eyes Without a Face Trop Killers remix, or the To Be a Lover or Hot in the City remix. remixes that are on here. I'd love to try the vibe they've put on them, because they've almost put a bit more of a Caribbean or a reggae thing even, although not too reggae, if you know what I mean. They just use some touches of it in the songs, and that's really exciting to me, because I love lots of music apart from just punk or rock and roll music. I love a lot of different types of music, and so it's fun to hear all these elements being brought into this record.
A lot of your songs, they've always had a danceable bend to them, and you know, and probably more than you get credit for. Where does that come from? Was that just like early soul stuff, or what were you into that kind of brought that dance music into what a lot of your contemporaries just went for straight ahead punk?
Well, you know, I grew up in the 60s when there was a lot of dance music. Pop music was used to rock and roll music. Pop music was used to dance. They had the Tamla Motown stuff and the Stax music. It was all incredible music, rhythm, R&B driven, and rock and roll started out as R&B music. So we were never that far away. And when I started my solo career, I very much reached back into some of those places, not just rock influences, but back into, I mean, I grew up with the Beatles singing Please Mr. Postman and things like that, as well as hearing the originals on the radio. And so, you know, I kind of grew up with R&B music as much as I did with rock and roll, and there you have dance music was very much a part of it, and because people used to dance to, for instance, Moni Moni. Where did I really hear that best? Was in the middle of a dance floor in 1969. I was standing in the middle of a dance floor instead of being a wallflower, and Moni Moni came on, and then that tape loop drum beat it had just had me. And so right from the start, I've always loved, you know, music that you can dance to as much as rock and roll music you listened or had sex to. I don't know, you know.
Well, you know, it's like these days genre has really slipped away as much. Like, you know, like before the current generation, you sort of had to identify with one style. And I thought when you came out with this, with the original remix record in 85, John Lydon was doing a little bit of that with Pill. Maybe Pete Shelley was doing something as well. But it still seems like I don't know, did you have to deal with any kind of pushback from some fans? Like, wait a second, you can't put these two things together.
Well, funnily enough, I don't remember that. I mean, people really super embraced it. I mean, there was an element, there were some people, you know, there were some purist, diehard punk people maybe who would have felt like, you know, you're abandoning pure punk. But I really felt that I was, especially with my solo career, I felt I had the right to enlarge what I was doing, and I felt very much I was using all the influences truthfully and honestly, and I wanted to broaden my music so I could bring in dance music, so I could bring in the remix, because I was growing up very much, and during punk, listening to reggae dub music where they, you know, they took a track and just completely devolved it and, you know, changed it completely and gave you this kind of sonic love fest, you know, music fest. And I just loved all of that, and I just wanted that in my own music. And we'd done that even with Generation X, so I felt it was part of our, you know, part of our MO, so to speak, right from day one. So if there was any pushback, I wasn't too worried about it, because I, you know, as I say, I felt it was part of my history.
One other remixer I thought I'd bring up on here too, because your son remixed, was part of this, was he?
Well, that's what's great too. It's really fantastic to he did the Save Me Now Lost Dog remix with a couple of pals of his, and that's what's really fun for me too, the fact that my son is involved. He's very much part of this modern world where remix and music and it all goes together, and it was fantastic that he was able to put a track onto this album too. I mean, that just, I don't know, you know, it's like the cherry on top of the cake for a dad. You know,
right, right.
This is what I am. You know, he's calls me Pops. I'm Pops, and I embrace it. You know,
it is cool though. I mean, the lineup of artists that you have working on these is sort of mind blowing. Every name is a great name. Do you still keep up with dance music at all, or music that you can dance to in this way? I suppose pop music, I guess.
I do listen. I've been listening to Post Malone, and of course Kendrick Lamar, of course, he's just fantastic. So I do check out what's going on, and of course, in some ways, I see what they're doing is very much, you know, they've taken a lot of what was going on in the 80s, what we were doing in the 80s, and have taken it into the 21st century. And I think that's great, because I think that's what we were doing. We were, you know, back in the 80s, well, the 70s and 80s, we were looking for ways to move music along, you know, to help music refresh itself and be vibrant and carry on exciting. And, of course, you could stay with the old tricks or just stay with a band playing, you know, naturally, you know, as the Rolling Stones do, or whatever. But how are we going to go one more than them? You know, how are we going to go one more than the Beatles or Led Zeppelin or whoever? You know, how are we going to take music forward? And I think for us, joining the musics together, sort of mixing them together, mixing the styles, mixing rock and roll with dance music, with R&B, with reggae, with jazz, putting it all together. And I feel, you know, that music carried on doing that, especially, as the 2000s began, when you had artists like Justin Timberlake and people like that very much doing dance music, R&B and remix music, and there was lots of other artists too. Of course, you got all the rap music, Kanye and Jay-Z and everybody, and Pharrell, and of course Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. I love Dr. Dre and all that music, and I love the way music's gone. I think it's exciting, you know, and we've got the old rock and roll, if you ever want to go back to it, but it's fantastic. The music's moved along, and I loved being part of that.
Yeah, you can obviously tell that. I mean, even as most recently as the King of Queens record, 2014, just seeing that passion, you can still hear it in there, and I think that's what makes it so fun to still be a fan. A Billy Idol fan these days.
Great. Hope so, because, that's all we were trying to do with punk or in the 80s. Yeah, we're just trying to find a way to go forward and keep people excited and feeling music was relevant, had something to say, and you could get off on it.
are you thinking about new music yet? Is it that time to roll around again?
Well, yes, we are, and of course, I've got a feeling that this record itself will influence what we're doing next, because I've always loved combining the kind of what we do, rock and roll music, with electronic music, with techno. Really, I've always loved dance, EDM, or whatever. I've loved putting those two things together. And in some ways, a lot of some of Kings and Queens of the Underground had that. I'd like to continue that on very much, you know, that mixture of technology and rock and roll. I love that.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear from that. I know we have a separate phone date to talk about another moment in time where you did that with Cyberpunk, which I'm looking very forward to as well. But it's always what I love hearing from you, this stuff, these types right here. So I really appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, great. I mean, we've been out here playing. We played earlier in the summer in the States, and then we did 7 weeks in Europe. Now we're back here in the States. We've played some great festivals, Caboo, Rockville, Bottle Rock, and we'll be playing Cal Jam on October the 5th with the Foo Fighters and Iggy Pop. So it's very exciting being out here, and we're having a great time, and it's a great tour, and this is very exciting having this release come out too, revitalized.
And I saw you also just announced another Vegas residency too, so that sounds like it's going to be more fun.
That's right. Maybe in that we'll get a chance to try out Eyes Without a Face, Trot Killer's remix version, at something like that. That's where we may try things like that, at that Palms, as it'd be a great place to play classic music with a twist, though,
Yeah, well, I look forward to it. Billy, it was so great talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you around. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. A humongous thanks to Billy Idol. The new album is called Vital Idol Revitalized. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to, whether it's YouTube or iTunes. Hit subscribe right now, then give it a rating and leave a review as well. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern. You'll also find some bonus episodes of this series. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.